Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Violence.
Welcome to Pop Rocks Radio. As always, I'm your host, Bijan. It's a strange world out there, folks. Hope y'all are weathering the storm. Take this one to the bunker with you. We've got tracks from Mustard Service, Barry Walsh, The Last, The Minus Five, and so much more. And of course, no episode would be complete without a song by my favorite band, 2020. Let's kick things off with Jessica Von Rabbit from her new album, Bunnywood Babylon. Hard to pin a label on her, she's got a sound all of her own. This one is called Go Back to L.A.
We'll be right back.
Any guesses? Anyone? Why, yes, that was 2020 with Backyard Guys from their 1979 self-titled debut. Welcome to Pop Rocks Radio. So happy that you've decided to join us for another week. You know, it's like a habit. The more you do it, the more you want to do it, till it just becomes as natural as breathing. That's it. I want you listening to Pop Rocks Radio and our weirdo mixtape to be just as natural as breathing. Good?
Sure, Jan.
If you were listening to the show last week, you'll know that I got a little carried away with our featured artist, Red Cross. I could have just kept playing song after song of theirs, but then I guess it would have been less of a show and more like a day at my house. So anyway, this week I can attest that this is sadly a Red Cross-free show. And for the movie of the week, I can also confirm that it does not star nor feature anyone with the last name of McDonald. Now next week, however, on today's show, we're featuring tracks by some of the bands of Scott McCoy. So we'll have songs by Young Fresh Fellows and his other major project, The Minus Five. But we have some great music to get to before that. This is Sex Faces from DC off their debut album, Bad Vibes OST. I think OST is original soundtrack, right? If anyone in the band wants to correct me, please do. As they say on their band camp, if you like rock and roll with a side of bloodshot eyes and bad decisions, Bad Vibes OST is for you. Sex Faces have arrived and they're not cleaning up after themselves. Given that, the album is appropriately on Slovenly Recordings. This is Feed Machine. Closed out that set with Kathy Valentine of the Go-Go's, also featuring Rhett Biller, who we've played on this show before. That was their 2021 single, We Don't Get Along. The song written by Valentine was also on the Go-Go's 1982 album Vacation, but before that, it was also included on Phil Seymour's debut album back in 1980. The Textones originally recorded the song with Valentine on vocals, but the recording wouldn't come out till years later. Very cool. Before that, we had Going Nowhere from Mustard Service, a band from Miami. Their album, Vice City Magic, is due out on July 18th on Handwritten Records.
ABC presents Tuesday Movie of the Week.
Okay, gang!
For this week's Tuesday Movie of the Week on Wednesday, we're going
back to the future!
Well, no, but we are traveling all the way back to 1987 and going back to the beach. Now, you may be asking, why would I pick such a goofy, non-power, poppy, punk, alternative cult movie to discuss? Well, the reason is, as is the reason for most things I do, I think this movie is just awesome. Annette Funicello and Frankie Avalon did a series of unbelievably silly beach movies back in the 60s for American International Pictures. By 1987, the baby boomers that came of age watching them had been removed from them long enough to miss them, and the time was ripe to revisit our couple. But now they are middle-aged and boring. They don't understand their kids as much as their kids can't fathom that their parents were once the most popular teenagers in America.
What was that?
What was what?
That thing.
What thing?
I saw you throw a thing. Did you see that thing? I think I saw a thing, but I don't know what thing I thought I saw.
God, I'm proud. It's like a conversation at the Kissinger's, isn't it?
A stopover in L.A. on the way to a family vacation in Hawaii leads them to revisit the people and places of their youth. And although they are legends to those who remained, no one can seem to remember Frankie's nickname.
Well, folks, here you have it, the winner, and still a big crapola!
The film never takes itself seriously. And for those of us who grew up in front of the TV in the 70s, Annette Funicello gives us such warm, fuzzy mom vibes that she is just a delight to watch.
Hi, did you boys have a nice time?
We met these really weird-looking guys, and their really bad attitudes were incredibly rude and dangerous. They wanted to kill us. It was so cool.
Well, as long as you had fun.
Now the cool part. The film boasts the greatest set of cameos I have ever seen in a movie. Legendary Dick Dale and his Deltones are the house band at the beach club. There are the boomer go-tos, Gilligan and the Skipper, the cast of Leave It to Beaver, and even Maxwell Smart.
Missed it by that much.
Not content to just play to the boomers, the film has some of the hottest up-and-coming acts at the time. Fishbone, Pee-wee Herman, and the one and only Stevie Ray Vaughan. Yes, that's Stevie Ray Vaughan. In fact, the duet that he and Dick Dale do on the song Pipeline is a guitar god dream pairing. In the end, Frankie and Annette rekindle their love, earn back the respect of their kids, and otherwise get back their mojo. At the risk of sounding like a boomer myself, not one by the way, what I love about these types of movies and the time in which they were made is that going to the movies didn't require taking out a personal loan, so it seemed okay to waste a few bucks and an afternoon just getting lost in a bunch of silliness. Should you watch this movie? Oh my, yes.
Are we the corniest couple you've ever seen, or what?
Set me up like a lamb to slaughter, garbo as a farmer's daughter. I'm
was R.E.M. with Living Well is the Best Revenge from 2008's Accelerate. Though they leaned on it less and less as their career progressed, the harmonies and counter-melodies of Mike Mills and Michael Stipe were some of the best, and they brought it back for that album, and the results speak for themselves. Now this leads us to our featured artist this week, Seattle's own, though he lives in Portland now, Scott McCoy. He was both a touring and recording guitarist for R.E.M. from 1994 till 2011. For me, Scott and his band, Young Fresh Fellows, were the first band I became aware of when I first moved to Seattle in the 80s. At the time, their sound, intelligence, and quirky sense of humor were more indicative of what was the Seattle sound at the time, before the 800-pound grunge gorilla came in and changed that in so many people's minds. We're going to play a couple from the Fellows. This first one is from their classic debut album in 1984, The Fabulous Sounds of the Pacific Northwest. This is This Little Mystery.
Across a crowded street, I started watching to see whoever she'd come to meet. Nobody will ever know the silly amount that she said hello. She came up to me and held out her hand and said I was the one who might understand this little mystery. We started walking past all the guys I knew. Started talking to all the guys I knew. My friends all like it, so amazed, remembering all my sad yesterday. She stood next to me and held my hand and said I was the one who could understand this little mystery.
That album was released on Seattle's own Pop Llama Records, a label that brought us some of the earliest work from the Posies, the Presidents of the United States of America, and Fastbacks. They also put out this next album for the Fellows called Topsy Turvy. This came out in 1985. Here is How Much About Last Night Do You Remember?
Let me down, couldn't let them sink into that battleground.
Though they had a college hit with their song Amy Grant from their next album, The Men Who Love Music, in 1987, and got airplay with other songs like Picture Book and Carrot Head, the fellows never caught on nationally, though they have continued to record as late as 2020. Over that time, Scott McCoy brought his talent and charm to quite a number of bands, most notably a band he formed originally with Peter Buck of REM and John Auer and Ken Stringfellow of the Posies. That is the Minus Five. The Minus Five has had a variable roster of artists over the years that has included Jeff Tweedy of Wilco, Mike Mills of REM, and current members Debbie Peterson of the Bangles and Linda Pittman from bands like The Baseball Project, which also features Scott McCoy. Kurt Block, who is also a longtime member of the Fellows and Fastbacks, has also played with the band since the 90s and is still their guitarist in the current lineup. The subject matter of the Minus Five has always been a little bit on the darker side than the Fellows, but Scott's humor and pop sensibilities are unmistakable. Let's play a couple from the Minus Five. This one is originally from Scott the Hoople and the Dungeon of Horror, a very limited four-record set that came out in 2014 on Yep Rock Records. This one is called In the Ground.
In the ground, in the air.
The band released their 16th album just last month, named Or on Penelope, on which that last track, We Shall Not Be Released, is the closing track. Scott suffered a stroke back in 2017, and of course, in typical Scott fashion, the Minus Five released an album in 2019 called Stroke Manor. Thankfully, he seems to have recovered. I saw the Minus Five just a couple weeks ago here in Seattle, and he and the band just killed it. He may be in Portland now, but to me, Scott, his humor, and his obvious love of music will always define the sound of Seattle. Okay, that is it for our featured artist today. If there is someone you'd like to see featured on the show, drop me a note in the comments so we can show them some love.
Johnny.
4 weeks. 20 papers, that's $2 plus tip.
Gee, Johnny, I don't have a dime. Sorry.
Didn't ask for a dime. $2.
Well, it's funny. See, my mom had to leave early to take my brother to school and my dad to work because...
$2. Cash.
This is from Haley and the Crushers, released last year on Josie Cotton's Kitten Robot Records. From the EP Unsubscribe from the Underground, this is Unsubscribe.
Thank you.
more to come here on Pop Rocks Radio with tracks from UMI, The Last, and Splitsville. But first, a word from our sponsor. But since we don't have a sponsor, it's really just a word. Hey, this is Bijan from Pop Rocks Radio. As you may know, funding for public broadcasting has been under fire lately. Apparently, Elmo, teaching kids to spell is a little too subversive for some. But beyond Sesame Street, many public radio stations across the country rely on a mix of public funding and listener support to keep the airwaves alive. In many cities, these stations are the only ones offering programming free from corporate influence. Here in Seattle, we've got KEXP. Not only do they play just a wonderfully eclectic mix of music, but their Live on KEXP series on YouTube has performances from bands like Wet Leg, Amel and the Sniffers, the Bobby Lees, Nick Lowe and Los Straitjackets, and so many more. If you haven't checked these out, I'll drop a link in the show notes. It's freaking awesome. But I digress. My point is this. Public radio needs our support now more than ever. Take a moment to find out which publicly supported stations are in your area. Give them a listen, and if you're able, consider supporting them too. Remember, if you love what you hear, support what you love. And to those who would take away funding from such a valuable and cherished public resource, this message has been brought to you by the letters F and U.
I'm Donald Grump, and I have more trash than all of you, so
His name is on every piece of trash in town.
Down. Lay it down.
was The Testers with Let's Get Zooed Out from 1977. The Testers were a fixture of legendary clubs like Max's Kansas City and CBGB. This is from the new collection of their work on Green Noise Records called Prime Primitive 1976 to 1977. The album is just a scorched earth window into that unbelievable time in rock history. Speaking of scorched earth, before that we played The Replacements, everybody's favorite drunk punks from their classic album Tim in 1985. That was Lay It Down Clown. Oh, and if you haven't seen their infamous performance on Saturday Night Live supporting this album, there are some clips on YouTube, though not the whole thing for some reason. Anyway, it is just legend. Okay, we have time for a couple more sets. This is from Peter Baldracchi from Boston. I am sorry, Peter, if I didn't pronounce your name right. Please let me know, somebody, if you could correct me. His new album, Nothing's Promised, is out now on Prodigal Son Records. This is Sometimes I Just Gotta Get Away.
Silence lives. The clock ticks stop.
Was Kathy's Clown from the band UMI, a band that would eventually include favorite of the show Davey Lane, whose new single Over, Over and Out I just love. That was off their album Hi-Fi Way in 1995. Before that, we had Barry Walsh, who we played his song The Sound just a couple months ago. That was his new single, Suddenly June.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Apropos of nothing, and yet still highly informative. This is the last from their Bump Records release, LA Explosion, in 1979. This is Looking at You.
I'd do anything just to get you back. I made up my mind on the freeway. Looking at you. We'll be right back.
burning down the empire. But the trains still run on time. I'm the beer-soaked bar rag. Keeper.
was the Autumn Hearts from Newcastle, Australia with their latest Mr. Sunshine. Before that, we had a band called Splitsville from Baltimore. That band was formed in 1994 by Brant and Matt Huseman of the Greenberry Woods. Great band. Along with Paul Kryziak and Tony Waddy, that was from their upcoming album Mob Town from our friends at Big Stir Records. That was Beth Steele.
May tomorrow be a perfect day.
May you find love and laughter along the way.
May God keep you in His tender care
till He brings us together again.
Good night, everybody.
And with that, we have come to the end of another episode of Pop Rocks Radio. Join us again next time when we'll have a bunch of cool stuff up cooking up for you.
Well, that's good to know.
Many people far more eloquent than I am will, in the coming weeks and months, have a lot to say about Brian Wilson, who we lost last week at the age of 82. So if I can just humbly state the obvious, popular music would not look like it does today without him. This is just one gem from an ocean of them that he gave us throughout his life. This is from his first official solo album in 1988. The song is Melt Away. And this is Bijan from Pop Rocks Radio. Thanks for listening. Be good, be weird, and we'll see you next time.